demasiado para soportarlo. ¿Tú sabes lo que ha pasado un día entero con ese Nicky, Nicky, Nicky? ¡Ay, grito, caramba! Nick, 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 please, baby. You're killing my teeth, man.
What's the matter?
What's the matter, man? How can you put people through that kind of pain and not even know you're doing it?
Some people are like that. But I don't want to give any example.
Nick, I got some more changes for you to post.
I'll do that.
Nick's got it.
I beg of you, let me do it.
What'd they do?
Excuse me? Can I speak to someone?
So I'm Captain Miller, can I help you?
My name is Stuart Sobel. I'm having a little problem with my wife.
Over here, Mr. Sobel.
Thank you. That's your department?
Yeah, I started in homicide and worked my way up. What seems to be the trouble with your wife?
Well, she moved out of the house.
And the problem?
Well, you gotta understand, my wife's been very disturbed lately. Ever since she went through the change, she's been,
Change?
Exactly. She started reading a lot, then she dropped out of the Hadassah, and now she left the house and moved in with her sister.
I still don't see any problem.
Well, she withdrew half our life savings from the bank. $7,000 I had in there. She took $3,500 without even asking me.
Seems like a small enough price to pay. I mean, if she's considering a divorce.
You wouldn't believe what she's considering. She's using the money to go to... Oh, Saturn.
Saturn?
Yeah.
Saturn where?
What do you mean, Saturn where?
Saturn, New York. Saturn, Ohio.
I mean Saturn. Up there, Saturn.
Hold that thought. You want to meet the first shipment from the Fruit of the Month Club?
Twelve Precinct Terrace. What? Where? Yeah, okay. Barney, there's been a shooting outside the building. It's Wojo!
This neighborhood is going to the dogs. That's what happened. I'm in Gual.
Is your friend all right?
He was fortunate. Excuse me. All the excitement.
But the people walking up and down the street.
There wasn't a car in front.
And there was nobody in the alley across the street. So it's got to be somebody from up in a roof somewhere. Maybe in a window.
I got Cogan doing a house-to-house. Yamana and Harris are going to make sure he doesn't miss anything. Okay, now take it easy.
Did you see a hunk of granite that came off the side of the building?
It's a heavy caliber rifle cover. Come on, have a cup of coffee.
Thanks. Okay. Gee, nobody saw anything, nobody heard anything, just like always.
God, you'd think some guy walking around the street with a rifle would attract a little bit of attention,
yeah.
Right? Maybe if he didn't have any clothes on.
Yeah. Maybe.
One thing that makes me madder than anything is getting shot at like that, you know? I mean, in Nam Nam, we more or less expected it, but getting sniped at in the streets of New York City, it's... It's...
Tacky?
Yeah. New York is no different from anywhere else. Los Angeles, Detroit...
That's right, I'm telling you, they're shooting cops all over the place. Don't take it personal, Walter.
the irrational act of one antisocial citizen who wants to shoot a cop instead of see a doctor doesn't mean the world is going crazy.
Yeah. And that's what I meant.
Don't blow it out of proportion. Don't make it too big. Otherwise, you find yourself walking down the street kicking people.
All right, all right.
Screaming in the closet. Biting bottles, right? You better go down and give Harrison your Monahan.
Okay? Right, right. Okay. Can I go with him?
Only if you heard what I just said.
Okay. I think you're absolutely right, Captain. A man has to maintain his perspective.
Yeah.
Honey, Mr. Sobel has a problem with his wife. I don't know how serious it is yet.
All right. If you want me, I'll be in my closet. Office.
I hate to take up your time when you got troubles of your own.
Your troubles are our troubles, Mr. Sobel. As you were saying.
Well, my wife has been behaving very strangely the last few months. You know, she's been under a doctor's care.
Any part in a storm.
All of a sudden, she became interested in metaphysics, that kind of junk. And she went to, the other day, she went to a hotel. She got out of the house, went to a hotel. And she was listening to this man talk about ecology and space and all that garbage. He says that there's life on other planets. He says that we're all going to die one day, and that the in people are going to Saturn.
And it costs $3,500.
How'd you know?
I've seen that sort of confidence game before, Mr. Sobel. I also have a life approaching metaphysics.
Man, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get me one of them new four-button houndstooth flak vests. You know the kind that's got about 3 inches of steel in them?
I wouldn't stoop to wearing something like that. I'd rather sneak into work.
You want anything?
Nothing yet, Barney. Nobody heard a shot. I mean, nobody seems to even know anything happened.
How come you can never get a witness when you need one?
I'm gonna bring in a Mr. Morton Hackler. He stays at the Hotel Greenwich.
What did he do?
He organizes junkets to other planets. He's apparently got a lot of people convinced there's a better life up there.
And what does he charge for the service?
$3,500 apiece.
Why don't you just turn it over to Bunko, huh?
I will, if he's not legitimate.
Rebecca, it's not the money. Now, okay, part of it is the money. I didn't say you weren't entitled. I just said I didn't want you to throw it away. Rebecca, nobody's ever been there before.
M1 or car beam, something like that.
Yeah. Smells like a quick hit and run to me. I mean, it's happened at other precincts. Some weirdo wants to take a shake up the police department. He throws a slug and runs. And if he's lucky, he doesn't hit anybody.
Yeah, we'll probably never see him again. Right?
Hey, man, I don't care. I got my vest ordered.
Hi, Bonnie. Hey, well, what's this I hear? A little bang-bang over here this morning, huh?
Fortunately, it was just a minor incident.
This the Joker?
It's Mr. Sobel. He's a legitimate customer. We haven't made a call yet.
Watch it, Sobel. Now you let him get away, huh?
Oh, God. Inspector, it all happened so fast, I didn't get a real good look around.
Ah, got rattled, did you?
Well, the bullet just missed me by a couple inches.
One bullet.
Yeah. Well, it was a 30 caliber slug, you know? I mean, it made a hole about that big in a wall down there.
One bullet. I was hoping we could have locked this up all nice and clean and neat.
We did a door-to-door. We investigated any building that was possibly involved.
I'm sure you did, Bonnie. I know you did. I was just hoping that I could go to division and tell them my boys at the 12th precinct Grabbed a loner. You took a pot shot at him this morning. You're short and sweet, neat and clean, you know. No, instead I gotta go and say, a sniper over at the 1-2 precinct fired one round at one of my detectives who ducked. And they made a routine search of the rooftops and the door-to-door, and they come up empty. Excuses. You know what I mean, Barney?
I'm sorry, Inspector. I guess if I'd have got hit, it'd have made it a lot easier. I ain't no coward. I mean, I get scared if there's something to get scared about. I'm not stupid.
No. Hey, I ain't saying that won't go.
I guess, Inspector, that we just aren't as good of cops as you used to have way back a million years ago. But this happens to be a sensational group, and we do the best we can. Boy, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Combat fatigue, you know? I've seen a lot of it. But listen, Barney, I hope he didn't think that I thought he was being a coward. You know what I mean?
Well, he may have misread you, Inspector. War Joe is a very passionate man.
Yeah. Polish people are like that. Look, Barney, I hope you get a chance to explain to him, you know? I meant no offense by it. All I'm trying to do is make all you guys look good on the books down at headquarters. You know what I mean?
No. Well, I'm sure after he thinks about it a while, he'll understand.
I hope so. Yeah. Well. See. You're right, Matt. That's the one thing I wouldn't do, huh?
How do you like that, Barney?
I hope I'm not intruding.
Don't give it a second thought, Mr. Sobel. Happens all the time.
Absolutely, Mr. Sobel. You see, we policemen work under a great deal of pressure. And to relieve the tension, we insult each other a lot, but it doesn't mean anything.
That's why you see so many different ethnic types around. You know, it gives us a lot of ammunition, you know?
Just a little dirty laundry, nothing to get excited about.
Step inside, Mr. Hector.
That's the man.
That's the fake. Wait a second, Mr. Sobel. Hey, take it easy, huh?
He's the one that's poisoning Rebecca's mind.
Okay, we'll take care of it. Barney, this is Mr. Morton Hackler, a non-resident of New York. Or any of the other old familiar places.
Where are you from, Mr. Hackler?
I was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
The one that we know.
The same. However, for the last several years, I've been living out of the country.
Any place in particular?
Are you speaking of the physical me? Or the psychosensorial me?
Why don't we start with the substantial you?
Physically, I've been spending a good deal of time in North Dakota, several miles outside of Fargo.
And the rest of you?
Has been living on Saturn.
What I tell you? As phony as a $2 bill.
Barney, you ain't never gonna believe this. I get out, get into my car, bang, somebody fires a shot through the windshield. Weird, ain't it?
Size slug, probably the same rifle. It's got to be the same freak.
Don't worry, Barney, we'll run him down.
Maybe we'll get lucky. He'll fall off a roof.
Well, Cogan, I want two men up on our roof with binoculars round the clock. Maybe we'll get cute once too often.
You know, Barney, for a while there, I figured earlier maybe it was a guy who had a thing for me, you know? But I feel better now that he took a shot at Luger.
Gentlemen, forgive me. Terrorism seems to be all the rage.
Should I be calling a lawyer?
Mr. Hackler, we don't have a formal complaint against you yet. Actually, we'd like some information. Mr. Sobel here says that you're planning to colonize the planet Saturn. You're charging $3,500 a head. Is that true?
Not exactly the head, Captain Miller. The mind. The consciousness. The being itself.
And the head stays here.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
With the money.
From the metaphysical standpoint, the body itself is totally unimportant.
But from a legal point of view, it's the only thing we can get our hands on.
I understand.
Tell me, Mr. Hackler, what happens to the rest of the body when the mind is out of town?
Yeah, you can't leave the bodies on the streets. That's illegal, too.
Well, I don't think that'd be too much of a problem. After all, they are biodegradable.
The man's crazy. He should be a ride at Disneyland.
Marty, we haven't caught him yet, but we got him on the run. I want to use your phone, you know, call Division.
Sure.
Tell them we got everything under control. They get a little insecure nowadays.
You know what I mean? Help yourself.
Rebecca.
Oh, if you're going to embarrass me, I'm leaving.
Look, I'm not going to embarrass you. I just want to prove to you that you're making a fool of yourself.
Mr. Sobel, I'm Captain Miller. We appreciate you coming
listen,
down here.
Listen, this isn't the first time he's attempted to put me away.
That's not true, Rebecca.
I heard those conversations with the doctor. Rest, quiet, understanding. You think I didn't know what you meant, Stuart?
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
How many times did you tell me you're going out of your mind, Rebecca?
An expression.
Oh, and how many times did you say you're driving me crazy, too, no, Rebecca?
Also an expression.
Well, I've got an expression of my own now. Goodbye and good luck.
Mr. Sobel, I still have a question. Did you at any time give any money to anyone? For a trip?
That's all he's worried about. The money. Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Hackler. Oh, I loved your talk.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. Sobel.
You see? Such politeness.
Rebecca, the man's a crook. He's a fake.
When did you ever say thank you very much, Mrs. Sobel, for anything?
Mrs. Sobel, we think Mr. Hackler may be a fraud.
Why? Why? Because he said so.
Rebecca, you can't get to Saturn from here. I mean, and even if you could get there, there's nothing up there.
How do you know? Have you ever been there, Mr. Know-It-All?
Look, I've never been to Japan, but I know it's there.
Sure. Pictures.
Pardon me for interrupting, but Mrs. Sobel, did you give Mr. Hackler any money?
Not yet, but I was looking forward to it.
If you wanted to go somewhere, why didn't you ask me?
I don't want to be obligated.
All right, let's stop playing esoteric games with each other, Mr. Hackler. If I ever find out that you've taken money from anyone for interplanetary travel, I'm going to have you up here on attempted grand larceny.
You people really think that there's nothing in the entire solar system compared to what you've got down here?
You mean New York?
I don't care about the money that much. I just don't want you to go anywhere. I can't get along without you.
Stuart, the doctor says I can't give you children anymore.
So what? Hackless says that there isn't any room for any. Besides, we got four.
But they're all out of town.
Rebecca, come home with me. Please.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Sobel.
Captain.
We're going home. I want to thank you very much for everything.
It's quite all right, Mrs. Sobel.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Hackler. If we don't see each other again, drop me a card.
Marty, Hackler's clean.
All right, turn him loose. But stay in touch.
Okay, Hackler.
Mr. Hackler, tell me the truth. All kidding aside, do you really believe you've been up there?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious. What's it like?
It's heaven.
So if Saturn is heaven, then hell is,
Philadelphia.
We got some great news. We chased the guy right out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and a dummy took a shot at the 43rd precinct and they got him.
Anybody hurt?
Nope. I guess all he could hit was the side of a building.
Hey, buddy, I got some bad news for you. That freak got away from us. You know? We chased him right into the open arms of the 43rd. They grabbed him.
Yeah, I just heard the news.
Oh, well, we'll get a crack at something else, you know? There's enough loose flakes floating around the city for everybody.
Let's just be thankful that nobody was hurt.
I suppose so, Barney, yeah. Only, you know, it's not the worst way in the world for a cop to go. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure I do.
Well, what I mean is, Barney, there's nothing in the world worse than an old cop.
Company
accepted. You know what I mean, Barney. You know, there was me and Foster, Kleiner, Bonner. There weren't four better cops on the force than us. So what happens? Foster died of pneumonia, sucking for air. Kleiner, three strokes like that, he lay there like a carrot. Oh, sweet red-headed son of a brown. Happy House up there in New Hampshire, you know? They're feeding them tapioca three times a day on a spoon. Last month, they go up the stairs. Hey, Bronnie, how are you? No way for a cop to die, Bronnie. Know what I mean?
I'm sorry. I mean, I exposed myself. I guess you thought
it's just... Oh, listen, they still got my car down at Ballistics. Well, somebody could give me a ride down to Manhattan South.
I'm afraid the only one who's got a car is Fish.
Oh. Yeah, well... Ah, grab a kid.
Hey, listen to this. It says here that this wheat farmer saw a glowing object hovering over his field. It hung in the sky about a minute and a half and just darts off. Vanished.
Oh, boy. Not a flying fossil.
Where was this?
About 10 miles from Fargo, North Dakota.
Hey, some of Mr. Hackler's friends, huh?
He's got a postcard from the Sobels.
All right.
Yeah, the 12th Precinct, NYPD, Manhattan, as I said, having wonderful time. It's very beautiful here. Thank you for your consideration. Best regards. Sent from the Franklin Manor.
Where's that at?
Philadelphia.
The devil, you say?
Oh!